This is Dr. Yo. Welcome to Respecting the Future. Your host is Levin Chuck Wilson, better known as Chuck. He's committed his body of work to serving individuals, families, and communities. As a social worker, he's taken the oath to be a change agent. This is the season 3 episode, Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. It's all about looking for the truth while getting to know yourself, moving the needles and mountains in your life. So, let's talk to Chuck.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.
You know, I can't believe that the holidays are here again. I'm actually stoked about the festivities. What about you, Chuck?
Oh, yeah. It's the holidays. It's fun. It's about rejoicing, enjoying your family, and reminiscing over the year and looking forward to the new year.
Are you truly excited, though? Because I'm not feeling it.
Well, you know, sometimes you just can't feel it. Sometimes you got to think about it. And sometimes you got to, like, don't go by the person's voice. But as I think about this past year, I'm saying, wow, this has been a phenomenal, phenomenal year. And I'm looking forward to the future.
Well, you know, on that note, before we even get into all the holiday festivities, my tree is up, I'm decorating, I just want to congratulate you, Chuck, on the book, The Truth About the Facts.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's been about 3 years we started on this book, and, you know, this journey of writing this book has been it's been a soul reach. It's been a true sermon for me, and I hope that this book is the same for everybody. This is actually a mirror for myself, and I want to share this mirror so everyone can look at their lives and say, what are the truths about my facts of life?
Well, I know that you had a big celebration, and not everybody, not all of your listeners were able to come to Tampa, Florida, to Vistra Communications and celebrate the launch, your book launch, this past Saturday. How was it?
Oh, first of all, let me thank the Renew Group. About 2 weeks ago, we were on a road trip, and so you and Robin and Holly came up with this idea to do a book launch party. And we put this together in about 2 weeks, and we had a phenomenal turnout. It was amazing. Thanks. I want to give a shout out to Brian Butler and his team at Vistra Communications, one of the top PR firms in the state of Florida. And in fact, the United States are very fast, and they just celebrated their 10-year anniversary. So we had a phenomenal time. We answered some questions. You did a great interview. And
it was live streamed, wasn't it?
Live streamed. Had a lot of viewers and stuff. You know, I'm getting hip to this social media, how we utilize it. It was great. And just the opportunity to share the message that has been given to me. You know, we all have a message. But a lot of times we don't have a way to control that message. And this book is giving us an opportunity to just share a few messages to the world.
Well, you know, The Truth About the Facts, it's a powerful title. However, I really don't want to assume the meaning behind the book. So let's spend some time sharing with the listeners what was the courageous conversation. Now, I'm giving it back to you because you're always talking about the listeners having these courageous conversations. So what were those courageous conversations that you had that brought you to writing this book?
Well, you know, on the back of the book, you know, when people pick up a book, the first thing they do is look at the back of the book. And we put on the back of the book, I started this question out, why didn't I ever receive a card from my father? And, you know, I was thinking about that and a few other things in life. Why do I respond? Why do I act? Why do I look? Why do I do the things that I do? Why are my facts the way they are? And so I had to take a deep dive into my own life and look at, you know, why am I like this? Why do I respond? Why is my behavior like this. And so this book really is designed to take a deep dive into your own life, into your own truth. Facts are that you may be mean, you may be nice, you may be this, that, and the other, but what made you that way? And so sometimes you have to go back, not sometimes, we all should go and do a deep dive into our lives. Why? What's in my family background? What's in my history? What have I done? What has my father and mother, my sisters, my environment, what have they done? How has my life been impacted by my environment that makes me behave the way I behave? So this book is about, you know, telling the truth. You can have facts. We do have facts. But the matter of fact is that we need to get to the truth of those facts. What do those truths mean? How do they define us? How do they allow us to predict our future?
Now, you know that the truth does have many forms. It could be a square. It could be a circle. It could be a hexagon. So share with us, what is the truth?
Well, you know, you're right. They can come in many forms. I say it's like water. You know, truth moves. It's fluid. Truth moves like water. You know, water can get through, get around, move, lift, anything. But the fact of the matter is, most of us don't tell the truth. Most of us live a lie. Most of us talk a lot. Most of us don't deal with real issues of our lives. We put on clothes, and I tell people all the time, I get a lot of compliments on my appearance and that type of thing. And in the book, I talk about, you know, why as a young man, I started dressing a certain way. It got me attention, but it didn't tell the truth. People didn't get to know who I am, even now. Oh, you got nice glasses on, nice shoe gear and all this type of stuff, but you don't know who I am. So, and why is that? Why do you choose to put this type of cologne on, or these types of clothes on, drive this type of car, wear this type of shirt, ladies, wear your hair this way? You know, this type. Why do we do those things? Why are we doing it to have a projection, or do we really want people to know us, or is it just a camouflage? And so when you're dealing with the truth, you have to deal, you got to get down into it. Why am I like this? And that's what this book is all about.
So whatever your truth is, whatever form it is, you just have to own it. And whatever consequences that come that way, is that what you're talking about? Because I don't see anything is wrong with, I mean, if anyone was in the audience today, they would see you've got this nice, I don't even know, is that a yellow or
it's canary yellow, yeah.
It's the canary yellow. The shoes are fly, as they say. You've got the leather pants on and the red glasses to match. So what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it.
But it's why just, did you have to?
It's a projection. It does get your attention, right?
Okay.
But at this stage in my life, I want my character to match my personality, my projection, what I'm projecting. Most of us, our personality and our characters don't match. Who are we when, am I clean on the inside? You know, I could be clean on the outside, but listening audience, are you clean? Ladies, gentlemen, you know, you got all the nice gear, all the stuff, but does the inside look like that? Who are you when you're by yourself? Who are you when nobody's looking? Who are you when you don't think anybody's looking? Are you clean on the inside like you're clean on the outside? That's what this is all about. Getting to the real facts, getting to the truth of who you are. And when you get to that place, and you know, we talk about being stupidly happy, we talk about peace, we talk about joy, we talk about love. I don't think you can actually get to the core of those places without being truthful to yourself first.
Is it like having driving a Lamborghini all the way around town, but yet when you pull into your garage and close the garage door, go upstairs, you've got no furniture? Is that akin to that?
Absolutely. Okay. It's like you're projecting something. But why do you project that? What's causing you to do that?
People just want to belong. They want to be a part of.
But at the end of the day, what does it mean? You know, you just belong.
You got friends?
Well, I tell you what, see who your friends are when you're in a crisis. See who your friends are when your money is thin and your friends are few and job has changed and you've lost this or losing this.
That's true.
Who shows up when you're sick, when you're older and you're alone and you're in the hospital and you need this type of care, but and you don't have the money, your insurance is not proper. See who comes, who shows up. It would be no one talking about your shoes, your shirt, your hair, your nails, your car. they will disappear on you. So you have to get to the truth of it and say, you know what? I'm not going to project something just for people. You got to deal with the truth and say, you know, I'm going to live my life so I'm fulfilled so that I can give to myself. You really can't, no one can really give to you when you don't know yourself. When you're caught up into stuff, when you're caught up into image, when you're caught up into just projection, well, what happens is people don't get to know you anyway. You don't, because you don't know yourself. So how can you define who you are when you haven't defined who you are to yourself? If you don't know yourself, then other people can say, do anything to you because you don't know. You accept anything yourself, and that's what you project. So a lot of things go along with projections.
It's interesting you said that because I have a friend who has one persona at work and another persona outside of work. And you kind of think to yourself, this person is not real. Who do you trust? Mm-hmm. Is it the work persona or is it the friend persona outside of work? And is that what you're trying to get at? So whether you're at work or whether you're outside, just have that core truth. Is that what you mean?
Well, we're in a society now. Look at what's happening in our media. We have all of these high level producers, these politicians, having all these accusations with people coming out saying this, that, and the other about them because what they project on TV and what they say and do behind closed doors don't match. So somebody to come back and remember, oh, such and such a person did this to me when I was this age. And the other person think, oh, I didn't mean any harm by that, blah, blah, blah. But their truth is one thing, but the reality of it, that something did happen. So we have to really look at things as in real time and really be and deal with the truths of things. Deal with character issues, not projections, or use it as an excuse to do what we want to do.
So Chuck, how do you then learn how to tell the truth?
Have crisis. I think, you know, just going from one thing to another, going through the same stuff over and over. You know, I talk about, you know, PBS in one of the episodes. And I talk about that because I'm just a messenger. A lot of times I'm talking to myself. And in this book, I'm talking about Chuck. Right. This is a mirror, as I said at the top of this episode. This is a mirror. And I encourage the readers to look at this as a mirror. Don't fool yourself. Don't get caught up into your own hype. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself the truth about who you are. And then that way you can move forward.
I met with a lady at a conference on Sunday, and she was telling me about the reason why a lot of people don't tell the truth is because they're afraid of the consequence. They're afraid of the behavior. They're afraid of the reaction. Guess, I think she's got a fact.
She does. She has a point. But guess what? The consequence is going to show up anyway. It's going to show up. It's coming out one way. Again, look at what's happening now. I don't know if I can call their names on the podcast, but just listen to the MSNBC, NBC, CNN, Fox. You listen to any network, at the top of the headlines is this person being accused of this, and it's because of a character flaw. It's because they didn't work on their stuff. They chose to project something, but that was not real. That was not the truth.
All right, so I think it also, we have to talk about how we make people accountable. Like, you make me accountable, my friends make me accountable, my family makes me accountable, society makes us accountable to tell the truth. Because all of a sudden, I think all of this is unfolding because we never did that. It was so fast-paced. Look at what marketing does. Everything is sexualized. Everything is looking good, feeling good. It's out there. So now you've got this book that's saying the truth about the facts.
Yeah. And look at technology. The reason why a lot of these things are coming out, because now we're in a society where there's a camera everywhere. There's a microphone everywhere. There's technology and devices that pick up everything that we do. So if you have these character flaws, but pretend you don't have them, then what's going to happen, you're going to project one thing, but character's going to show up around the corner. And then it destroys a whole family, destroys a whole career, destroys all these things because we say and do little things and act like we didn't do it, act like we don't exist. So when you do that, you know, society's saying technology is actually becoming a truth serum to us, you know? So, you know, Let's just say, you know what? Let's just deal with the truth. Let's just deal with who we are. And nobody's perfect. God knows I am not perfect at all. Far from it. But I do, in the book, I say I'm not perfect, but I do want to be clean.
So, question to ask you, is truth enough to sustain you? Especially when the truth comes out, and I'm talking about the truth, when it comes out, is it enough to sustain you?
Absolutely. Truth in the most inward parts is definitely, that's the start, that is the fuel, that's the healing power, that's the secret sauce.
So what happens when you don't tell the truth?
Well, you're strengthening something unnatural.
When you now, I know we talked about that.
Mm-hmm. When you strengthen a lie, guess what? That lie is going to get stronger and stronger. When you strengthen bad behavior, it's going to get stronger and stronger and straight. When you strengthen, you know, these little sayings or strengthen things that you know is not right, the more you do it, the more you practice it, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. So it will actually end up dwarfing what's right, what's truthful, and what's good, because you practice all the other stuff. When you practice what's good, what's great, what's truthful, it would dwarf that stuff that's wrong in your life. So people, listening audience, if you want to change your life, it starts with changing your thinking. That means you starts with the truth. Dwarf what's wrong. And it takes practice. It's like getting out, going, working out every day. Nobody's perfect, but you have to practice, 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 practice.
So it's all about championing the truth
regardless of any situation. And friends, hey, if something is inappropriate, if something is wrong, if you question something, call it out. Don't let it slide.
Well, I think sometimes, though, it's that uncomfortable situation and you feel embarrassed about it. Well, so how do you get over that?
I talked at the launch on Friday night. I talked about slavery. And I talked about those men. I talked about those men, those powerful men that say, you know what? You're not going to rape my wife and take advantage of my daughters and not have some consequences. Those men say, you know what? They would go back that evening as they were sitting around the tree or wherever they were. And they would say, you know what? This happened to my wife. And this is what's going to happen in family. I'm not going to be here tomorrow because I'm going to take care of business tonight. I'm going to be courageous. I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to fight for the injustice. But it was a small amount. And each generation, we get a smaller and smaller amount of people who are willing to deal with the truth, willing to be courageous, unwilling to be bold because they're thinking what somebody thinks, what somebody says. So that's what's allowing all these sexual harassment things and all these things to happen. People just say and do anything they want because nobody's going to say anything.
Wow. There's so much to talk about. But I want to make sure, though, that the listeners are aware, though, that you've got 3 days before your launch. We're ready
to Black Friday.
That's it. We've got November 24th. It's here. But you know, Chuck, one of the chapters that really captivated me, it was chapter 6 that says, finding your truth in the current circumstance. And it says, when you look at the past, it is an indicator of where your future is headed. Until you decide to deal with the truth about your facts, your future is dim, cloudy, and complex and unclear. Can you explain that to us?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, all of us have history. But when you decided you're going to bury your history and you're not going to share, you're not going to deal with it, you're not going to be truthful about it, and then you automatically put these walls up, you put these barriers up, you put these trenches around you because you don't want anybody to know, you don't want anybody to get to know who you are, where you come from. And I think when you do that, you create these missed opportunities for love, for business, and for other things to happen positively in your life. So when you don't deal with those issues, you create falsehoods. And again, you're strengthening something unnatural. People, nothing good can get to you when you keep hiding and burying the truth.
Well, you know what? We are so proud of you. We want to congratulate you again. And for our listeners, we want you to get out there. You can pre-order the books. They're available. Reserve your copy today. Barnes & Noble, Amazon. We also want you to tweet out to, I hope I said it right. Did I say that right?
You
tweet? Because, you know, in Canada,
tweet.
It's tweet. Okay. Yeah. There we go. It's for your Twitter account. It's at Dr. Cleven, that's DrCleven. You're also on Instagram at I am Dr. Cleven. That's the @ I am DRCLEVEN. And then we have you on Facebook, Levin Chuck Wilson.
The and truth course, about the facts.
Exactly. The truth about the facts. Now, we do have some hashtags. We definitely want our readers to just pump it up. I mean, this whole social media thing is just really just swept me off my feet, and I'm learning. My daughter is just ecstatic about teaching me hashtag TTATF. That's hashtag the truth about the facts. There's hashtag PBS. And hashtag Dr. Clevin. So, of course, we always ask you to wrap it up for us. So give us three things about why this book is going to change your life, or it's going to change your thinking and change your life.
If you get this book, you will definitely be introduced into how to deal with the truth, how to have a deal, and how to have a plan with yourself so you can reach your destiny.
Glad you joined in our conversation, and I hope that this episode will help you make the choice decisions that respects your future. Subscribe and follow Respecting the Future podcast on Podomatic, iTunes, and Player FM. You can also reach out to Chuck via email at levin2, that's L-E-V-E-N, the number 2, at me.com. Be sure to get your digital or hard copy of Chuck's book, The Truth About the Facts. It's coming out November 24th, Black Friday. We want to say thank you to our engineer, Sam Walton, our videographer, Indio Preto. Until then, it's all about moving the needles and mountains in your life.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.